I do not know the hearts of men. I don't know why Christ shuts people out. But he knows the heart. He looks on. I can't judge his judgment. I can't. If he won't allow someone to come in, if he won't open the door, I can't say anything about it. There's nothing I can do.
I can pray about it, but that's laboring the point. I can't, of my own power, just change it.
If you feel he has shut you out, you got to say to yourself, you know, why do I feel that way? Because ask and it shall be given you. See, he is really actually easy with that door for those who come sincerely. And if you're sincere, I don't question that.
I'm telling you the door is open.
If there's something hindering you, it's not necessarily that you're locked out or shut out. It's just that he does things his own way. He does what he thinks is best for you. And you don't always get to have your say about it. And it may not be entirely agreeable to you. If you bear it, you will have fruit from it. I know this from experience. At times, you know, the heavens may seem like brass, but God is still there and he hears. The Lord listens. He will open to you. But maybe it's like, you know, from his perspective, it's like, I don't want to let you in right now because I don't deem it the best time. I'm the key holder. I hold the keys. You will get in when I say it is time. And you'd be best to learn to be patient. He says now to Philadelphia, he's the guy who has the door keys. He opens and shuts. He lets you in. He keeps you out. And he says, I have set before you an open door. When we have faith in him and we're following him, there is an open door in front of us to enter in. We feel like things are withheld from us, blessings, whatever. It's like we still have an open door to the most important things. Consolation in time of trouble. I've had trouble in troublous times in my walk with Christ, but he was there to console me and to keep me from losing my mind. You know, no one can shut this door against you. He opens and no man shuts. We have a little strength and have kept his word. You don't need a lot of strength. God is strong. He strengthens us. Paul said, I would rather glory in my weaknesses. Why? Because it shows how active God is. I'm a weak man. I was very susceptible to a whole panoply of sins from my youth. And it was easy for me to go off into sin because that was part of my nature. But Christ gave me the strength to overcome those things in spite of my natural weakness. You know, a lot of times I think in this world, people despise people. Like if you have a weakness for alcohol or a weakness for other kinds of drugs, I see drug addicts in the city.
And of course, having been one myself,
you know, you can't help but feeling sorry for them. But many people just despise them. Loser. Why can't they get their life together? Why can't they just straighten themselves up? I mean, come on. Right? And they don't have any pity for them. Because they don't know what it's like to be a person who is so susceptible to that thing. Because they've been given strength. And they think, you know, and they know this. They kind of know, I'm a better person. I'm better at resisting. I'm not like that. I wouldn't do that.
I've been very open about my former drug use. And far from causing people to rejoice, I find that oftentimes, even though this is something that I overcame now, 8 years ago, right? But people tend to look askance at me.
I think there are probably two reasons for this. One, either they themselves have never done drugs. Or two, they themselves are currently doing drugs. You know, declaring to yourself to have overcome those things makes certain people feel angry. It's sort of like they want to say, what, do you think you're better than me?
And my enemies, when I debate with them, and I run rings around them logically. They usually resort in the final phase of their breakdown to start suggesting that my inability to agree with them can be traced directly to my brain having been damaged from drug abuse. But that goes to show you how people are. They look down on you. Even if you've overcome it, you sort of always looked on as being a lesser person for ever having subjected yourself to it. You know, they never suffered through those things. And maybe that's why they think that smoking pot and drinking beer for 10 years will destroy your brain, which it does not.
Well, while you're under the influence, your brain is definitely impaired. To get permanent brain damage from drug or alcohol abuse, you have to go a little harder, I think, than I did. Which was pretty hard.
But they look down on you. And that's because they don't realize that what they have is a gift. Yeah, everything that is in man is given man by God. You know, what do you have that you did not receive from your life and everything in your personality? You were created by a creator. So I was created by a random conglomeration of sperm and egg, you know? God didn't have anything to do with it. Well, it says in the Proverbs that the die is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing of it is of the Lord. In other words, you throw the dice, and no man knows what's going to come up unless they're fixed. But God knows. There's no random to God. He's able to look at all the... And you shake a glass, and like in the way it shakes, and his knowledge allows him to know exactly how it's coming down. Same thing with each individual. When he set the world in motion, it was all according to plan. And everything we have that is in us is of him. So when you have people with these weaknesses, it's easy to despise. But it's not right. We ought to have mercy and consider ourselves, lest we also be tempted. Because I'll tell you what, you may your entire life have avoided drugs. And what if God decides to just give you over to it? Oh, he couldn't do that to me. I'm too strong. Hey, well, just keep saying that, and you never know. It's never wise to tempt God. He does not always bite. But if you tempt him to show you, you may get shown. I'd rather learn things the easy way myself. But look at, when God gives someone the power to overcome these addictions and so on and so forth, it's a marvelous thing. You see in that weakness the strength of God to turn someone around. And those stories always get a big hand. People see people overcome drugs or alcohol or some other sin that really gets a hold of you, like an addiction type thing. Because sin is a powerful force, not just drug addiction, but like all kind, lying, stealing, cheating, adultery, fornication. It all has a very powerful draw. We wouldn't do these things if they did not have some appeal. But through the strength that we have and that Christ gives us, the little strength that man needs to overcome by the power of God, because without his help, there is no amount of power or strength that man could ever muster that could save him. We are able to keep his word. We do not deny his name.